September Surprise: Pro-Palestinian Protests to Resume When School Is Back in Session. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 4, 2024. Anti-Israel protesters who started encampments and protests on college and university campuses in the spring say that protests will resume for the fall semester. Students will continue their activism in both conventional and unconventional ways as protesters continue to push their universities and colleges to divest from Israel and end academic ties with Israeli institutions. Among other things, several pro-Palestinian protesters explained to The Hill. This comes after anti-Israel protesters set up encampments on college and university campuses such as Columbia University, Rutgers University, George Washington University, and Harvard University, among many others. What we will see is the students will continue their activism, will continue doing what they've done in conventional and unconventional ways, Mahmoud Khalil told the outlet. Khalil had worked as a negotiator for the protesters at Columbia University. Watch, Harvard students walk out of commencement in support of encampment protesters. Khalil added that students will not only organize protests and set up encampments, but will take any available means necessary to push Columbia University to divest from Israel. Anti-Israel encampments began popping up on college and university campuses throughout the United States after an initial encampment at Columbia University was established on April 17. While the university removed the encampment, it later returned. Protesters at the universities issued a varying list of demands, such as calling for their universities to divest from Israeli companies, full amnesty for protesters who were either suspended or arrested for their involvement in the protests or encampments, and the end of study abroad programs and academic ties to Israel. Zainab Chaudhry, who serves as a spokeswoman and the Maryland director for the Council on American-Islamic Relations, told The Hill that protesters were discussing how they could continue to advocate and raise awareness for Palestinian human rights and genocide occurring in Gaza. There's definitely conversations happening regarding how they can continue to advocate, to raise awareness about Palestinian human rights and genocide that's happening in Gaza, Chaudhry explained. Khalil added that protesters are considering a wide range of actions throughout the semester, including protests and encampments. Watch, tens of anti-Israel protesters thrown into garbage truck after police clear GWU encampment. But for us, encampment is now our new base, as in the past, it used to be protests. Students would do protests every day, but for now, kind of, encampments is the new base for us, Khalil added, noting that the university should think strongly about meeting protesters' demands. Since Hamas's land, sea, and air invasion of Israel on October 7, 2023, which left 1,200 people murdered and over 250 people taken as hostages, Israel launched a military offensive operation in the Hamas-controlled territory of Gaza. As Israel's self-defense operation has continued, pro-Palestinian protests have increased. Israel has also been accused of causing a genocide in Gaza. Breitbart News has previously reported that Israel has allowed thousands of tons of food and other essential goods to enter Gaza, and has also assisted Palestinians living in Gaza to leave areas that are unsafe.